One more poem in this, from this book. At some point in my life, I noticed that I didn't cry as much as I used to when I was younger. I'm not like a child, but you know, when you're in your 20s, you cry more than when you're in your 30s, I think, or 40s. At least I did. And I started writing poems about crying, or the longing to cry, or something like that. This is called Measuring. And I guess another inspiration here is that when I was once in Montpelier, Vermont, I was at a museum where they had these tear vial glasses. People actually would save their tears in Victorian times. I don't know what they did with them after that, but there were tear vial glasses, and that gets into the poem too. Called Measuring. We're watching this sad movie for the 7th time today. Let's take off our tear vial glasses and observe. Like yawns, tears travel the audience. Dumb tears, cockney tears, red, white, and blue tears, touching only to his mother tears. Leaky tear valves fill the Potomac. Frenchmen cry into the berets. Children cry on metal decks of ocean liners. I'd like to cry with you for just 1 minute, 5 short of the national average for women. But then again, I'm no average woman. We could conquer television with our true emotions, make announcers weep and executives foam like geysers. I'll cry over the burned English muffin on my plate. You'll cry into the sink. What are tears like? Variety shows, doorkeepers who've lost their keys, mother-in-law's naked, a shabby church where a Madonna is said to have wept last Tuesday. We lose patience with our own grand gestures. We are left with one memento, the saddest of them all, our desire to emote like factory chimneys in December.